This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Salmon, trout, steelhead fishing, striped bass, sturgeon. We'll be talking about all of that tonight. Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And this is Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guests, news, and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. It's all about outdoor recreation, getting out in God's beautiful creation. I don't know about you, but it does my soul well every time I do.
And don't we live in a beautiful area? There's so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, camping, mountain biking, kayaking, golfing, snow skiing, water skiing, boating, fishing, horseback riding, motorcycle riding, hunting, and the list just goes on of all those great things we get to enjoy.
Hey, tonight, Jennifer, we have a professional fishing guide who has provided guide services in Northern California to thousands of people over the years.
That's right. We have Dave Jacobs with Professional Guide Services, which has been around since 1985. He has a top-notch reputation as a premier guide for fishing.
Hey, this should be good, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. So, Jennifer, what have you been out and about doing?
I knew you were going to ask this, so now I try really hard to make sure that I get outside a lot more. You're inspiring me.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I'm always feeling inspired by the people around. So this week, I already went and did a little bit of walking. I went to some places I'd never been, and you wouldn't think there's a lot of trails in, like, Happy Valley because that's where I live.
Right.
But you know what? I actually found a lot of really cool things and some canyons to walk around in.
Ooh.
I'm definitely branching out. I do intend to go on a real hike at one of those trails with, like, a placard and a bench.
Sure.
And I'm going to do that this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That could be a lot of fun. I mean, but I actually like going out on some of those trails that don't have any of that.
Started.
You know, you do a little exploration and find a new area. My favorite trail is always one I have never been on before. I just love to explore and get out
definitely.
There, you know. And we are so incredibly blessed in Northern California to have all kinds of actual trails that do have those placards and benches and things
definitely.
Along that line. And not very far out of town. But I'm surprised they actually have that in Happy Valley.
Okay, so there's not like a placard and a trail, but
right.
There's so many trails. So I was just kind of walking around. My neighbor had told me that they used to walk down to this canyon, and there was like some water at the bottom of this canyon, and it was there every time that we had a super rainy season. I mean, it was completely bone dry now, but
right.
I found this canyon, and it was so cool, and you can tell that it definitely had water in it recently, and there's all these beautiful flowers. Well, sort of. They're more like weeds, but they're really pretty. Anyways, I had a really good time just kind of checking it out.
Nice, nice. And what does that do for you when you get out there?
You know what? I'm going to say I felt pretty excited. I felt really connected when I was out there, and I didn't really know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that felt even better just to be out there and kind of wandering around. It's freeing,
right.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, for me, and I've said this a number of times, but one of my favorite places to be when I'm out hiking up in the mountains doing that kind of thing is where I don't have any cell service at all.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
My cell phone didn't work very good there. It did not.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than being out on a hike and then somebody calls you with something important that you've got to talk to them about. And I, I'm just like, you know, especially my mom. If my mom calls, as you saw before the program, she called.
When mom calls, you have to answer it.
It's one of the calls. My mom or my daughters, if they call, I feel compelled that I need to pick up the phone if I possibly can.
Absolutely. But, I hope my mom's not listening. I literally missed a call from her this morning.
Well, we'll see. You know,
I did maybe. The text. Is everything okay?
Right. Yeah, and there are times when that happens too. But I haven't really been getting out and about as much. We were going to go up to Lassen Park. We wind up not being able to do that yet. But hopefully in this next week, I want to take my Peruvian queen up there. She's never been to Lassen Park, and so there's lots of places up there to explore. And
so beautiful.
Speaking of Lassen Park or national parks, not tomorrow, but the following Saturday, September 23rd, is National Park Day.
Ooh, yay!
And so any of these national parks that require a fee for admission, you can actually get into that park at no charge.
I love that.
Yeah, so
take advantage of that.
Mark that on your calendar. If your excuse has been, well, I don't want to pay to get into the park, the excuse is gone on September 23rd. So that would include around here, that would be Lassen National Park, Whiskeytown National Recreation Area and National Park, maybe a little further out, a place I have never been but would like to go, and that is the Lava Beds National Park.
That would be such a cool opportunity. And oh, well, it's free.
Yeah, it's free. No cost to get in, and so it's a perfect day to get out there. It's just part of the encouragement of getting people out into the great outdoors to enjoy some of the national parks. They do a few days like that every year. And so it's a wonderful opportunity. Now, if you're going to camp or do something like that, there's going to be a charge for that. But just for the entrance fee, no charge. So a great day to do that.
That would be the 23rd, you said.
Yes, the 23rd. So a week from tomorrow. And so that's going to be a wonderful opportunity for people to get out there. So I plan on doing that.
Absolutely.
You know, let's go out and visit. Have you been to Lassen National Park before?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We did some snowshoeing. So we took the youth group out there most recently to do some snowshoeing. And we didn't actually have any snowshoes. But everybody had their tennis shoes on, and we trekked through the snow, and we made it. and it was actually really cool. The kids had a good time. We ended up doing, like, a fire pit at the end. It was really fun.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's a big thing for some people is they like to go snowshoeing through the snow and actually go out in the snow and camp. And I knew some people, well, it's been some years, but they actually go out there and they build a little camp into a snowbank, you know, and so they're sleeping under the snow. It sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah.
I guess you'd have to make sure it's in a really good spot.
Because yeah, for sure.
With my snoring at night, there could be an avalanche.
And things would shake and you wake up and that snow's all over you. No. But you know what? At first when you said that, I was like, no, I don't think that sounds like a good idea, Tim. But then you kind of said a little more about like the snowbank and all that. I'm thinking that might actually be kind of fun.
Right, right. Hey, one of the things that Fanny and I have been doing is we are now looking for an RV. And so we're actually leaning toward a fifth wheel. We've been obsessed with it. That's what we've been doing with our time. We've been sitting on the in our recliners watching YouTube videos of various RVs, evaluating them, and I told her we need to back off from this obsession.
Well, you said recliners. I've got to say my parents have a new camper and it has two recliners in it, so that would maybe that's something you should put on your list.
Oh, it is on
searching.
The list. Oh yes, it is on the list. We have to have one that has a recliner in it.
Absolutely.
And so, hey, if people want to know more about Shasta Outdoors, how can they do that?
They can visit our website at itdoesmysoulwell.com, where you'll find recordings of this program as well as videos of local outdoor adventures. And, of course, you can also find us on Facebook.
That's right. And to let people know, we have a Facebook group called Shasta Outdoors. And that's just a fun page for people to share pictures of, you know, their outdoor adventures of the North State area. And it's been really fun for me. And there's about 1,500 people on that in that group.
Awesome.
And so if people would like to be part of that, it's really fun to just see some of the pictures. People have shared things on that page that have caused asked me to go to where they were taking pictures.
That's what I was thinking. Yes. I need some more adventures. I keep thinking that. If people want to make those suggestions to me, I think they should do that on there.
Yeah, and so as a matter of fact, when Fanny and I went to Mossbury Falls, we did so because somebody had posted some pictures on that. And so, we want to thank one of our sponsors here tonight.
Great. How about Professional Exterminators? Have you been dealing with unwanted ants, roaches, or other pests around your home? Professional Exterminators are the ones to call, and they'll give you a zero-obligation free estimate. So if something's bugging you, give them a call, 530-338-2822. Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to our fishing guide who is here. We're going to be learning a lot about him and fishing some of the rivers, the Sacramento River especially.
I love the Sacramento River. Spent a lot of time on there. I'm excited about this one.
Yep. It's going to be fun.
One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey, senorita, don't you think we need a salt and a Buffett song?
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And I had to play that song, Jennifer, because my granddaughter, who's 4 years old, I was actually putting the music together for this program, and she came over. She lives next door, so she's a frequent visitor of our house, always looking for a popsicle or something like that. But she came in, and so I said, what is your favorite song? And she said, I'm a Barbie girl. And I said, well, Granddad will put that on for you.
You had to do that.
So that is so for sweet. For Adeline. Did you grow up with Barbies?
Absolutely. Yes. I am a Barbie girl. I love Barbies. And my girls do, too.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Hey, we have a guy in the studio with us today.
We do.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, my pastor went fishing with our guest, and he immediately called me afterwards and said, you have to have this guy on your program. Well, I knew exactly who he was talking about because our guest was already on my radar. He has an impeccable reputation and definitely knows his stuff when it comes to fishing in Northern California and also in Oregon. And so we're excited to have him on the program. Dave Jacobs, welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you both for having me.
Oh, it's great.
Happy you're here.
Absolutely. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself personally before we kind of get into the professional aspect of what you do.
You know, I'm not a Northern California native, but I visit in 1984 and made it my permanent home in 1986. So once I got here, I fell in love with the water part of everything here. The Northern California really excited me. There was lots of things to see and do. And so I came here as a young man out of high school, and fishing was my hobby of choice from, you know, teen years all the way through young adulthood. I just love to go fishing on my free time, and there is a lot of places to do that here in Redding.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us, how did you first really get into fishing?
Well, that's a great story. I grew up in a very unlikely spot. I grew up in a little town called Oakley, which is in Cincinnati, Ohio. I grew up in my dad's bakery, literally upstairs above the bakery on a busy city street. We had a movie theater was next door, and I wouldn't know a lake, river, or stream. I was a five-year-old boy, and my godfather picks me up, takes me to a pay lake. That's what we had back then.
Right.
And we showed up at that pay lake, and I'll never forget that moment. And that was my very first experience fishing at five. I didn't know anything about fishing, but I just fell in love with it. And all through my young boyhood, I explored ponds and go fishing with my friends, and we'd go camping and fish, and it just continued on. And like I said, I got to come here as a teenager in 84 for the summer, and I just was blown away by all of the fishing opportunities here.
That's amazing. I love that story.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your journey from fishing to becoming a guide?
Well, I always, as a teen, I just loved music, always loved fishing. So those were the two things I kind of gravitated towards, and it ended up being my profession. I was a professional DJ, ironically enough, for 20 years. So 1985, I got into DJing and carried on through my young adult life. And I actually stopped DJing in 2005 to become a full-time fishing guide on the rivers.
Wow.
I was fortunate enough to spend all of my free time on the rivers, and I was luckily recognized by a famous guide that came before me, Hank Motz. He's a tremendous friend. He's a tremendous fisherman, and he's a real gem of a person to know. This man has pioneered some fishing techniques that I could go on and on about, but he definitely was one of the guys that came before us, and I was lucky enough to be in his circle, and the rest is history. In 2005, I took over a professional guide service, and here I am today, fully guiding just rivers with all kinds of folks. I do drift boat trips. I do jet boat trips. I do Southern Oregon, Northern California. I can probably name 10 or 12 rivers that we guide throughout the year.
Is a drift boat trip, is that, do you just float around?
No. It's the common boat you see here in downtown Redding. Ironically enough, we were just voted in the top 10 trout fisheries in the country very recently.
I just heard about that.
Yeah, and that's very exciting because if there was ever a fishery to take a youngster fishing, this right here where we're at in downtown Redding is a great place to do it. Kids are going to catch a lot of fish.
Right.
They don't have to take them. We don't really take any of the fish. We catch them, take a photo, release them. Mm-hmm. But a lot of action for kids, and it's a very easy fishing technique with a fishing guide or even an experienced boater that can take you down a drift boat. The drift boats are the boat of choice here.
Sure. So tell us, what types of fishing do you provide guide services for?
I mostly have just focused all my attention on the river. So striped bass, king salmon, rainbow trout, wild and hatchery steelhead, white sturgeon, American shad. Those are the fish of choice throughout the year. There's somewhere to fish on the river here 12 months a year. You wouldn't believe it. This river has salmon in it all the time.
Cool. Yeah, so when people get a hold of you, and maybe they're wanting to do a certain kind of fishing that it's not really the best time of year for it. I mean, do you steer them then towards something else?
All the time. The time. When you call me, I ask you the questions. I'm a good listener, and I just ask what you're trying to achieve. And those are some of my favorite trips when I get a grandpa that wants to take his grandson or granddaughter. As soon as you tell me that, I explain to you, you know, a child's attention span is much different than an adult's. So if we plan a trip around a child, they're going to have a great experience. And I always think of what it was like for me. So I want to share that with them, because you never know when you're going to hook one of these youngsters on fishing, and they sure choose to do it throughout their life.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And before we went on the air this evening, you were talking with us a little bit about the need for really getting children out there, young people out there, letting them enjoy fishing. And, you know, so many young people today, they're playing their video games. They're indoors. They're not outdoors as much. And so talk with us a little bit about that and your heart's desire for that.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, the technology today is very exciting, but just because you have it doesn't mean you should always use it. So I can speak from a DJ's point of view that way. I can speak for fishing that way. And like on the boat, like if you were to just disconnect and turn that cell phone off and just really take in the bald eagles in the trees watching you, or the fishing experience, or just the sounds of the river, just the entire experience. I get folks that I can see them just decompress. They come up from the Bay Area. They get on the boat, and I take off from the boat launch, and they just decompress. I can see it happen right before my eyes. But youngsters, it's very important to try to get them involved, because we are not engaging our youth.
Right.
California fishing guide licenses are at an all-time low right now, with 39 million folks in this state. I think we've lost 55% since 1980 of fishermen and women in the state.
Yeah. In total numbers.
Total numbers. So right now, the most recent numbers in California is 1.1 million fishing licenses, 700,000 additional 1 or 2 day licenses.
Right.
So we're looking at, you know, less than 5% of the total state's population are fishermen or women. We need more youth engagement. That's one of the top three reasons for this decline.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a plan on how you could possibly get that out to those kids?
You know,
maybe a little more.
This getting on air right now and talking about it is one way of doing it. I do it with my customers a lot. We have the NorCal Guides and Sportsmen's Association. That's a great group to join. This group is made up of fishing guides. It's made up of private sportsmen. We have big banquets. We have big derbies. We get people involved in all kinds of aspects of fishing and hunting on rivers and lakes, and fly fishing, conventional fishing, you name it. And this is a great place to start with these youngsters, because we have a big banquet coming up here in November. I don't know the exact date, but you can go to norcalguidesandsportsmens.com and get that information. But I would really encourage folks to get involved with that group, because this group has been doing a tremendous job of helping our fisheries in all aspects, from trout to stripers to salmon to kokanee and Shasta and Whiskeytown Lake. They do a great job and they're very involved. You'd be surprised of how involved our organization is on the federal and state level.
Right. So give that website again if people want to get more information about
that. I don't know it exactly off the top of my head. You have to forgive me, but I'm pretty sure it's NorCal. Go ahead.
How about ncgasa.org?
Very nice.
And perhaps there's a fundraising dinner on Saturday, November 4th at 3 p.m.
Ah, Jennifer, you're very quick on that.
I appreciate that.
On that little web search thing there, with that little device in your hand. I'm not sure what that is.
Well, if I had set it down and listened, we would have missed that.
Right.
So.
Right. And so, you know, I think it's really important that youngsters, you know, obviously go with somebody that has that experience and can teach them the right way. You know, my wife, I'll talk about her just quickly. She was back in Arkansas and they decided they wanted to go fishing, but they didn't really have anybody to take them. And so they went and bought all this fishing gear. They went fishing. It wasn't successful and they just didn't go back out there again. Now she goes with me. We fish in our kayaks primarily, you know, for bass and trout. But she's now caught fish and she's hooked.
Now it's fun. Oh, oh she's hooked.
Yeah.
Oh, did you throw a joke in there?
Yeah,
that was good.
She's
that
hooked.
Was a good one.
Pun intended.
There we
for
go.
Sure. And so, hey, we're getting close here. We've got to take another break. But before we do, I want to thank our other sponsor, and that is Caliber Office Furniture. Are you looking for home office furniture? Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. Go to caliberoffice.com, select work from home, and there you'll find a beautiful selection of home office furniture with free shipping to your home. Again, that's CaliberOffice.com. And thank you, Chris Cable. I'm actually going golfing with him again tomorrow.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, tournament. I'm not sure what it's for, but we're going to be out there doing some golfing.
A lot of fun.
Right on. Hey, we will be back after these messages.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors Radio. We're here with Dave Jacobs. I'm Jennifer Ealy.
And I'm Tim Scarborough. And we've been having fun talking with Dave Jacobs. He is a fishing guide. If you want to know more about him, you can go to sacramentofishing.com. And he's got some videos and some information. And hey, one of the things that's on that site there, you are on the Meat Eater program.
Yeah, it was a spin-off. It wasn't even there's a Cal's Week in Review. He's a good friend of the host of that show, and we did a episode, and it was very informative episode. It was called Salmon versus Striper. You can go on Meat Eater YouTube channel and see that, but it was a very nicely produced program talking about the Sacramento River's health as a river with its coexistence with native Sacramento River king salmon and introduced striped bass, the non-native species, and seeing how they're coexisting in the river. It was a great program and one really represented Northern California very well.
Awesome. So tell me, Dave, why is the Sacramento River closed to salmon fishing right now?
The fall return numbers in our hatcheries, the salmon habitat that we've lost because of the Central Valley Water Project, you know, the building of Shasta Dam and so
right.
on. Salmon lost 80% of their spawning habitat, and over the years, the numbers have, you know, fluctuated, gone up and down, but since the early 2000s, the numbers have been crashing. This is the fourth closure of my career.
Right.
We closed for the first time in 2008, and then we closed again in 2009 and in 2010, and here we are in 2023 with our fourth closure, and it's because the return numbers are so low. We need every adult salmon we can get to return this year to make it to the the hatchery so we can produce the number of fall Chinook to be able to release back into the river. This year is exciting because they're going to increase the production. We're almost doubling the production. So we're going from 12 million up to almost 27 to 29 million. We just need the adults to return. So that's why there's a closure.
Okay. When you say increase the production, how is that happening?
What's going to happen is they're doing their normal 12 million fingerling. Actually, it's 13 million fingerling or smolt. Mm-hmm. And then we have the fry program getting reintroduced. They're going to give that a try, and I think we're doing up to 12 million or so additional fry, which will get released at a different time into the river. But those young salmon that get released, you know, they get released into a very hostile river.
Right.
They have a long journey to make it under the Golden Gate Bridge,
mm-hmm.
and they have to smell their way all the way down this river.
Right.
That's how they find their way home.
Okay.
Putting them in a truck and driving them down I-5 does not work.
Right.
We've learned that in the past, and so now we're trying to release these fish in a more hospitable river condition, like high flows. But we have controlled flows. We have 39 million people in California, and 80% of the state's water is right here in Northern California,
mm-hmm.
and 80% of the population is south of here.
Right.
So we have a lot of water users,
mm-hmm.
Agriculture, the wildlife, and the water deliveries down south. So there's a lot of water users. It's a very complex problem. We're working to different things to try to solve these problems, but that's why we have a closure. We need every adult salmon to come back home and spawn this year. We need them.
So when you have a salmon closure on the river, how does that affect your business?
Well, I'm speaking for myself, my company. You know, I've always chosen, you know, salmon is the big breadwinner. So that's about 80% of our yearly income.
Right.
We did get some assistance in 2008 and partial in 2009, and we're working on this 2023. But as far as new customers go, the phone just doesn't ring. The salmon is a big attraction up here.
Right.
And there are folks that love to trout fish and striper fish and kokanee fish, and they do that, and they come steelhead fishing with us as well. But salmon's the big breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a big hit. It had to happen.
Right.
Here we are. I know I'm going to make it through it. I'm at a point in my career. I've raised my three girls to adulthood, and I don't have that pressure on my back anymore. So,
right.
I have my wife and I at home, and I think we're going to do just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But these salmon are very important to get back this year and next year. I think we'll probably have a complete closure next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even next year.
Absolutely.
Again. And so, now, when I was looking at your website, and I just saw a few things, and you talk about if you are doing the salmon fishing, there's a difference between the migration salmon fishing and the destination salmon fishing. Can you talk to us a little bit about the difference?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I'm talking about the migrating fish, you know, that's a good thing to determine when you head out fishing. You know, if I'm fishing, let's say 50, 60, 70 miles downriver, these fish are trying to find the cold water. So they're navigating through the warm water of Sacramento. They are migrating through midwater column. They are boogieing day and night to get upriver to the colder water.
Right.
When they reach Chico, when they reach Hamilton City, Corning, Red Bluff, you know, the water is much colder. There's one factor that I don't think a lot of locals understand at Shasta Dam, the cold water curtain that was installed in the 90s. We're able to pull cold water from whatever depth at the dam we need reach the number. So it's changed the entire ecosystem. That's why our trout fishing is so powerful in downtown Redding. You know, the bug life, the water temperature in Redding, believe it or not, is 49 to 50 degree water.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cold.
Yes.
It was never like that before. If you know much about the history of Redding or you read about it, which is very interesting, you know, right down here at Diesel Horse Bridge, you know, those concrete steps on the riverbank there, if you look at the old pictures of the old days, that was a swimming hole here.
Yes, it was. That's
where folks went swimming. Now, the water was not 49, 50 degrees back then.
Right.
So salmon were in very hostile water back in those days as well. But the many years since the 40s of the diversion of waters, the dams, drought, there's all kinds of factors that add up to this. But the salmon populations have dwindled. We're getting down to like our winter salmon are on the endangered species list or threatened species list right here in Redding, California.
Right.
We have salmon in the river 12 months a year, as I spoke earlier, and 6 months of the year we get a fish for them.
Right. Well,
Well, if you can't get salmon here, where do you go to get that salmon?
Well, this year it's interesting. Gold Beach is getting a lot of pressure on the Rogue River. I spent June, I striper fished in April and May, excuse me, and then in June I went up to Shady Cove on the Rogue River for spring salmon, and then the Gold Beach section of river opened up for the fall fishing. Ocean is closed in Oregon, but in river on the Rogue, you can catch some Chinook salmon right now, but that's going to start to wind down.
Right.
And the Klamath River in California is closed. Every river, Trinity River, Klamath River, the Smith River, there's going to be no take of Chinook salmon this year. So if you want salmon, Alaska was a choice, or there's places in Oregon and Washington inland you can catch them in the river, but not in the ocean. This year in Oregon, California, ocean closed, and inland and the rivers in California all closed.
And all of a sudden, just because you said that, I have never wanted salmon more in my life. Probably just because it isn't available, right?
It's not available very readily right now, not like we're used to or I'm used to.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, so you not only do salmon, but steelhead too.
Steelhead.
And yeah. So I never fully understood the difference between salmon, steelhead, and all of that. Can you talk to us about that?
They're pretty similar.
They're
fish.
Similar, but yeah. the steelhead, what you have is any of your fish that are born in freshwater and travel to the saltwater and then return to freshwater, those fish, that's what's going to determine your steelhead. So like your local rainbow trout that live here in Redding, they live right here in Redding. They never travel out of Redding. They stay right here in river. Now your steelhead will live in the river, spawn, and they will eat, and they will return on high water. They will go down river and return back to the ocean and return every couple years to spawn in fresh water.
Okay.
But they don't spawn and die like a Chinook salmon.
Okay.
Chinook salmon, all your salmon, are going to die. As soon as they leave saltwater to return to fresh water, their life cycle is at the beginning of the end for them. They are already starting to die. As soon as they go under the Golden Gate Bridge and commit to fresh water, that's it.
It's they're
gonna they're never going back to saltwater ever.
Right. Right. But not true with steelhead.
Not true. Steelhead will spawn. They will live up in these creeks, and they'll be there in the summertime, and they'll be in high water, flooded water, and they just take a beating. You ought to see how beautiful they look when they show up, and look how bad they look on their return.
Oh, no.
But they come back in 2 years brand new, shiny, like a new chrome bumper.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Where are some of the best places to go steelhead fishing around here?
Well, your state record came out of the Smith River, and that's a beautiful place. If you never traveled there, I would highly recommend the Redwood Forest at Jedediah Smith.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, beautiful area.
I love that.
So that's a very popular one. The Chetco River in Oregon is very popular. The Trinity River, believe it or not, it's 30 minutes from my house. It is a wonderful place to go boating, bank fishing. You can do it all there. You can camp. You can go steelhead fishing off the bank. You can do it conventionally. You can do it with the fly rod. There's lots and lots of fishing opportunity on the Trinity River. Lots.
Mm-hmm. And I have seen lots of pictures of people that have caught very large steelhead.
Absolutely.
But, and you said the record came from Smith?
Smith River. It was 27. Almost 28 pounds.
Oh, wow.
That's a big steal.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty. But now, what about salmon in this area? What's the record? Do you know?
I sure do. Yeah. In the mid to late 70s, the California state record was caught right here in the Sacramento River near Red Bluff at 88 pounds.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
88 pounds. I've never seen anything like that before, but it is the California state record came right here.
That's incredible. Hey, we've got to take a break here. This has been very educational, and I've been enjoying talking with Dave.
I love that he knows those records. That
is
too cool.
Well, he knows his stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah,
hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking some more with him, but let's take a break.
I'm tired of this dirty old city and tired of too much work and never enough play. And I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks. Think I'll walk off my steady job today. Turn me loose, set me free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana. Give me all I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city town.
celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And hey, tonight we have been talking with Dave Jacobs. He is a fishing guide, sacramentofishing.com. You can find more information about him. And then what about your phone number? Can we give that out too?
Or absolutely.
No? All right. That is 530-646-9110, 530-646-9110. And let me just tell you, Dave has an impeccable reputation as being the premier fishing guide in this area, especially when it comes to the river.
He's telling us all sorts of cool stuff.
You know, Dave, one of the things, I want to get into that guiding part of it a little bit more when you're taking clients out. And, you know, I've done a lot of primarily bass fishing over the years, and I've had bass boats, and I go out and, you know, I catch the fish, and I've been successful in fish tournaments and all of that. And then I take somebody out there with me, and they're just expecting that they're going to catch fish like I do. And I find one of the challenges is showing someone how to catch the fish. What is your challenge with clients?
You know, if you want to make it really easy, have a woman come fishing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I say that not to be disrespectful in any way toward anybody. I can promise you, in my entire career, I've never seen more success than when the women arrive.
Yeah, the fish prefer women.
You know, what it is it's, and a lot of other guides for many years will say the same thing, but I've said this from day one, women listen. Mm-hmm. For some reason, and me having girls, I can totally relate with this. Women really listen. And I had a young girl and a young boy for stripers this last spring, and I'll never forget seeing the young girl, and she was about 11 or 12, and she was very shy, and I could tell that, you know, all the men were there and the young boy, and she was the only girl, and I leaned into her, and I told her, I said, Samantha, I just wanted you to know that I have three daughters, and I'm very good at taking girls fishing. So she lit up and smiled, and nice. Away we went. And mm-hmm. We had a tremendous day, and it was about the kids. The kids reeling the fish. Grandpas both helped me out, but the women have a great time, and young boys, teenagers, men, they all are in front of me, but not all of them get it right off the bat.
Right.
Sometimes people just need to turn the phone off and, like I said, disconnect, and they really get it. I can see that.
Right.
And I can tell by their attitude when they get a fish, you know, they're so grateful to get a big fish in and land it. It's mm-hmm. like, I mean, to reel in a 20 or 30 pound salmon, how about a 100 pound sturgeon?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a family event for these folks. Mm-hmm. And I get it. And it's all about them. It's not about me. I'm a sure. helper. You
right.
can call me a guide, but we're really just fishing helpers. We're there to help you make it through the day and help you give you your best chance of catching whatever fish the species target is for the day.
Do you provide all the equipment?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everything. You just bring a fishing license and your lunch and drinks. I have everything else.
Nice. Now, you mentioned sturgeon fishing. Where do you do the sturgeon fishing?
Do a lot of sturgeon fishing February or March, and that would happen in the river, mm-hmm. the Sacramento River, especially from Colusa, California, mm-hmm. down toward Knight's Landing. It's a very popular stretch.
Okay.
Anyone that wants sturgeon throughout the year, you can go down to the Delta and pick those up. They're very plentiful down there in the Delta, and there's a lot of great outfitters that can take you out to the Delta, or I can take you on the river for them.
Right. I had a friend that used to do a lot of sturgeon fishing. He did his at night. Is that necessary?
Not at all. It's mm-hmm. the best time. It's quiet is when they do tend to move around more and feed. Mm-hmm. I do have good success at night, and I've been having tremendous success at night doing the striper fishing as well.
Mm-hmm.
The technology today, the lights that are available on our boats, it's incredible. It's like lights the night up. It's like daytime out there when
right.
we're on the river now.
Right.
So, but yeah, night fishing is a very popular time to go sturgeon fishing.
Right. And then the stripers, are they around Redding or are they further down Sacramento?
There's a few in Redding. You'll hear people talk about them. There's a few in Anderson Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
But the farther downriver you go, the warmer the water gets. The warmer the water, the more stripers you're going to encounter.
Okay.
The Feather River is very popular for striped bass, as is the Sacramento River. We have mm-hmm. resident fish in the 30 to 50 pound class
wow.
that
wow.
live in the river year round. And then you have your spring migration that come up the river from the saltwater into the river to spawn.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens in late March, all of April and May.
You had mentioned some 100-pound sturgeon before.
Sure.
But what are some great trophy, you know, fish that your clients have caught?
You know, I've seen, you know, striped, big salmon, I would say, are big. The big numbers are 45 to 48-pound salmon, 21-pound steelhead. Some other notables is a 43 and a 44-pound striped bass. That was a whopper.
Oh, wow.
And
that's huge.
I'm sure I've approached the 200-pound mark on the sturgeon, but,
right.
you know, it takes, you know, two or three grown men to handle it. And it's an oversized fish, so it's in the water and we release it.
Sure.
And
yeah,
sure.
Okay, it'll sink your boat.
Yeah, well, like I said, you don't have any choice on how big the ones are that bite your line, but I really do enjoy catching and releasing the sturgeon. They're very mm-hmm. docile. They're ancient creatures, and they're wonderful to see, and there's lots of sturgeon in the Sacramento River.
Right.
Wow.
I've heard people refer to sturgeon fishing more like hunting than fishing. And,
all yeah. fishing, I say, is like hunting. I
right.
always give that analogy. You know, the guy that sneaks off in the forest, he's the one that does a great job hunting, and the same is in the river. If you sneak up on these fish, you're going to have great success.
Right. Now, you mentioned about releasing. Do you have particular feelings about catching and releasing or keeping? Or
sure.
Yeah.
The older I get, I mean, salmon-wise, I like to keep the early, freshest salmon I can for myself when mm-hmm. I do need it. I think our limits are, I mean, two fish a person, you know, if that's what you need. But I don't think 7 days a week of two fish a person is really
right.
what's necessary. I think our limits are pretty pretty high or very, very reasonable. I mean, it's, you know, I've seen it one salmon per person. I've seen it two salmon per person. But it's the bag limit. You know, you have your daily limit and then you have your bag limit, which are two different things. And your bag limit is what you're allowed to have on your possession
right.
limit. I'm sorry, bag limit, possession limit. As I get older, I like releasing the fish. I've been leaning more towards, you know, the catching and the releasing. At my age, I've just gravitated more toward the releasing. Like steelhead, I very rarely want to take a steelhead, especially a wild one.
Sure, sure. But if you have clients that are with you,
absolutely.
A lot of times they want to take that those fish.
A hatchery fish, 100%. I help them get their hatchery fish. We do weed through the wild ones. All wild steelhead are released.
Right.
Hatchery steelhead, we do get some of those. I do get a slot limit white sturgeon. I got several this spring, which was great. I got I get you all the striped bass you ever wanted.
Right.
Everyone gets their limit of striped bass. They're so plentiful in April and May. You know, we do groups of four every day, and you can go out day or night and get your fill of stripers all you want. It's a wonderful fish to eat, too.
Mm-hmm. Do the striped bass, are some of them, are they all fish that migrate, or some of them in a lake?
We have some in lakes, absolutely, but the ones we have here in our river are all migratory. They come in from the Bay Delta, and they come up here to spawn. They're free spawners. They spawn on moving water. They don't spawn on the river bottoms like salmon or steelhead.
Right.
But the striped bass have determined some of them have stayed in the river all year.
Interesting.
Absolutely. And I don't know how many years they stay in the river. I mean, sometimes I couldn't tell you. I just know I've seen stripers in these holes 30 to 50 pounds, and they live there.
Wow.
And then you have your school size stripers that are in the river right now that are growing up. You know, they're 10, 11 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's thousands of those in the river right now. Like
right.
if you took a 7 or 8 year old and you wanted to go catch 50 fish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there we go.
You can't keep them. You just let them go. But
a
12 inch bass for a youngster is.
Oh, that's a big deal. Yeah.
Hey, even for us oldsters. Catching a fish is still fun, even if it's a small one. You know, I've caught a few that I've named Nemo.
Aww.
And said, yeah, it was still fun to catch.
Absolutely.
You know? And then I tell him to go back and get his mama or his daddy and
see
if we might be able to catch that one.
Yeah, right. Where are your parents?
Do you foresee any new fishing regulations in the near future?
You know, if anything, we're definitely going to see probably some limit variations. It just depends on how the salmon return happens. I mean, I hear tremendous things that if things go well, like the Shasta Lake filling up this past year is incredible.
Oh, definitely. It looks beautiful.
It happened in the 70s for us, and it happened again this year. And for it to fill to the top, that's going to be a big plus for all fishing in the lake and in the rivers.
Right.
So that cold water is going to provide a lot of good habitat for the fish as they migrate out. If we have great returns, I do see two fish again for everybody. And I see probably a full season from July until December again. Like I said, steelheads, catch and release, salmon, we still can retain them when the seasons are open. The sturgeon, we have slot limits change a lot. And striped bass, our 18-inch limit is still in place. So anything 18 inches or greater on striped bass, you can take home as well.
Nice. Well, Dave, hey, we're running out of time here. We appreciate so much having you on the program this evening.
Appreciate you having me.
Again, give people the information if they want to get a hold of you.
You can reach me directly. You can go to my website at sacramentofishing.com, or you can call me on my cell phone. It's 530-646-9110.
All right. Thank you, Dave,
for being
on the program. So, Jennifer, do you have any outdoor plans for the coming week?
I'm definitely going to commit to making one of those great hikes that I keep thinking that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You keep talking about Chamise Peak.
Yeah, go do Chamise.
I think that might be the one for me.
Yep, I got to do a video of that, and I've been thinking about having you and Fanny go with me.
Yeah,
and let's go up there and let's do a hike up there. I think that'll be
fun. Sounds great.
Tomorrow I'm going to be doing a golfing tournament, as I mentioned earlier.
Oh.
In the program,
yeah.
Chris Cable, who is our sponsor with Caliber Office Furniture, and we did the Anderson Chamber Golf Tournament, and so we had our group of four, and so it's the same group. We had so much fun. We didn't win, but you know what I did do? I won the closest to the pin, and completely shocked that I got $100 for being closest to the pin.
Well done.
And you know how you do it? You close your eyes, and as you're swinging, you sneeze,
and that
worked for me.
That's how it's done.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have got even close to the green itself.
Well done.
Hey, next week we have Darlene Brown from Boomtown Museum in Shasta Lake.
Oh, that sounds really cool, actually. That's awesome. I remember hearing about Boomtown.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And Jennifer, we want to say thank you to our sponsors.
Yes, thank you, Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture.
And thank you, listener, for tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation.
We promise it will do your soul well.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of Firebird, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Let It Move You on Saturday, June 8th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Watch good prevail against evil in this powerful Russian classic. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music, talented dancers, and a wonderful storyline enhanced by professional costumes and sets. The matinee is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life.